are freshmen and just run through everybody and play for a national title. If you appreciated that, well, Nevada has essentially done the same thing. It's not prep school players, it's transfers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's take a bunch of transfers, get old, win a bunch of games, bring them back, add a five-star freshman. Now let's go beat everybody's brains in. That is what Nevada has been doing. It's what Nevada is going to do the rest of the season. And they're on TV tonight at 11 o'clock.
Story number four.
So Kevin Hart, the comedian, announced late last night that he is withdrawing as host of the Academy Awards after there was a intense and deserving backlash, I guess, about homophobic tweets from about a decade ago. You can look them up if you want to. I don't have to share you the terminology, but it was undeniable gay slurs. And what it's led to is a conversation about should comedians be held accountable for things that they said years ago, when in reality, as unacceptable as these words are today, as long as we're being honest, they weren't so unacceptable once upon a time. We talked about this last week with something else. I don't remember what. But I told you, because it's true, like when I was growing up, if somebody was acting stupid, like if one of your friends was being an idiot, you would say, oh, come on, man, stop acting. And I'm just quoting from the past. Stop acting retarded. Come on, man, stop being a retard. People would say that all the time. It was the most normal thing. You'd say it in school in the middle of class. Like you could say that in the middle of the class. The teacher wouldn't even get on to you. Now you can't say that. If I had Calkins in studio with me and he said something dumb and I said, stop acting retarded, I would get in trouble over that. You just can't say the world has changed. What was okay once upon a time, or perhaps not okay, but accept it. It wouldn't get you fired. It'd get you fired today. Vernon and I used to do bits together. He found some of these old CDs that he had a few months ago. And we would do bits together.
Sure.
That were hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
People laughed. We laughed. If we did those today, we would get in trouble.
Right.
You couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
I won't even get into the details, right. But like, it's still funny. Like, you can still laugh at it. But we would not do that on the air today, mm-hmm. what we did way back then. And so it's interesting because as years pass, these things pop up and you go, okay, can't do that anymore. Can't say that anymore. And I can acknowledge that probably should have never said these things, done these things, joked about these things. But like, you have to also acknowledge that in a certain time frame, it was just people did and you weren't held accountable for it. Nobody judged you for it. For instance, you can probably find this on YouTube. There's a time, I'm guessing 80s, early 80s, when Channel 5 wrestling was a big deal. And Jerry Lawler, who is obviously was a big deal and still is a big deal, was talking about handsome Jimmy Valiant, the boogie-woogie man from New York City. And on television, he called him the gay slur F-word.
Wow.
And everybody laughed. It didn't even, nobody blinked. Yeah.
Time.
If you did that today, you would never appear on television again.
Of course.
And so the question becomes like, should comedians and just people in general be held accountable for things they believed or said years ago where clearly it didn't cause an uproar then? If it did, Kevin Hart would have been in trouble then. Do you hold him accountable today for things that he said then? And I guess the answer is clearly we are, because like he was supposed to host the Oscars and now he's not going to. And it was his decision, but if he didn't make it voluntarily, it was going to be pushed.
He stepped down.
It was going to be forced upon him. So like maybe the lesson there is if you got any kind of this stuff in your background on Twitter or anywhere else, go ahead and delete it because it will come back to get you. We've seen it with athlete after athlete after athlete. But I do think with this case specifically, because, listen, there's not a, long as we're being honest, there's not a thing that Kevin Hart tweeted that most people 40 and up didn't say when they were a kid in high school, because it's just what people talk that way, and it was okay with everybody.
Part of the school lot stuff, right.
It
was part of the school lot stuff.
I'm not saying it was right.
No, I'm not saying it was either.
I'm just saying it was not like...
There was a famous game that we played in the school lot called, and I hate, pardon me, this is what it was called. I wouldn't do this now. This is what it was called in the 80s. Smear the Queer.
Yeah, we play at school Smear the Queer. We'd tell the teacher.
That was the name of the game.
We'd tell the teacher, hey, we're going to go play Smear the Queer. And the teacher would be, all right, be careful.
Yeah. That was the name of the game.
It wouldn't be like, don't say queer. No. It'd be like, hey, okay, just be careful.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay. So
things have changed.
So things have clearly changed.
Yeah.
The place where I think Kevin Hart does get into a little bit of trouble is that these tweets are from 2009, 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
And I'm not certain exactly where the world changed.
Yeah, where was the cutoff?
But it feels like 2009, 2010, 2011. By then, you should have known, like, okay, we're already at a place where we can't use those words anymore.
I think so.
But then the counter-argument to that is, he's a comedian making jokes. And are we really going to put a political correctness police department on top of every comedian in the country? I don't know what the answer is, Mike. Just be careful. Just be careful, or else you might not get to host the Oscars. Jeff Calkins up next.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
Welcome to Moe's!
Enjoy fresh, made-for-you meals with today's Perks deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
I'm going to tell you a story about O'Call, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at O'Call 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make O'Call what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. O'Call isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary O'Call employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
Hurry to Kroger right now for 3 days of digital deals. Through Saturday, you'll find big savings for your seasonal celebrations. You can take home essentials like select 4-pound bags of Smidge and Spoon sugar or 32-ounce Kroger brand specialty sugar for only 99 cents with card. Just visit Kroger.com or the app and download your digital coupons today. You can use them up to 5 times in one transaction. But hurry, this sale ends Saturday. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas
for only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue, just like being in Mexico.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays from 9 to 11. Columnist, award-winning Daily Memphian. Mike Norvell had a press conference earlier. He was there. Let's ask him about it. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Jay.
Did Mike Norvell tell you he's going to Kansas State or not?
No, it's funny, though. I was walking away from the football facility,
And one of the players says to me, so is he leaving? Literally. So, like, it's in the air, you know, like, it's in the air. He said what he always says. I have a great job. I love my situation. Like that. Like he says what you're supposed to say, right? That's all. I have a great job. I love my situation. That's about the extent of it. So, you know, he was recruiting hard for Memphis today. He was all over the city. He was at White Station and at, I don't know, where else did I see him? Where else it was. There was pictures of him everywhere, all over the city, recruiting for Memphis. So, but do I rule it out? No, I don't rule it out altogether. They have a lot of recruits in this weekend. And I guess I expect him to stay. I think the odds are that he will stay, but until I hear that job is filled, I won't rule it out. He didn't rule it out. He could have gone. He said, I'm staying. He could have said, you know, in response, he could have said, I don't expect him to stay, but he could have said, I'm staying right here. I'll be the coach next year. You know, he didn't say that. He said, I have a great situation and the kind of things he said.
I tell you, if I were going to Kansas State, I wouldn't be out there spending my Friday recruiting for Memphis. I'd have just went to the movies or something, saw Creed.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is, the interesting thing about Kansas State is, and this is just true, is that if I'm forgetting Mike, like a hypothetical coach, they've got a lot. They're recruiting the heck out of Oklahoma and whatever else. Like, you can take, like, Kansas State isn't such a great, if you went from here to Ohio State, there's not probably more than one or two recruits, if that, that you would want to bring with you, right? If you go from here to Kansas State, I think you probably five or six recruits that he'd want to bring with him easily.
Oh, sure.
Right? I think you can be recruiting for Memphis, which can very quickly become, hey, you want to join me in Kansas State? Hey, again, I'm not saying that's what's happening at all, but I mean, you know, I don't think it's a reason to go to the movies, and I think probably, although I do like going to the movies, and I think the likelihood is he's probably here.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The point I made in the opening segment is that, first off, Mike can do whatever he wants to do, and I think you could argue it either direction. But in reality, if you take everything out of it except a football coach's career, and you shouldn't take everything out of it, other things matter. Your family matters. Whether you're happy with your current situation matters. Whether you're sideways with your boss matters. Whether you feel appreciated still matters. All these things can play into it. But from strictly tunnel vision, we're just talking about a football coach's career. I don't know that once you've got Memphis operating at a level at which it appears you're going to be able to keep it at least and perhaps even improve on it, I don't know if you leave that to take over a job from a Hall of Famer and a job that's never been anything before that Hall of Famer got there and a job that CBS Sports as recently as last year ranked as the eighth best job in a 10-school Big 12. So that's where I'm at. What I would do isn't necessarily what anybody else would do. And I'd stop telling people what they should do a while ago as it relates to this type of stuff. But you know, I've just seen too many basketball coaches say, I've got a pretty good C-level job, a really good C-level job. I'm not going to take a B-level job from here. I'm going to wait for the A-level job from here. That's what Shaka Smart did. VCU waited on Texas. Archie Miller did at Dayton. He waited on Indiana. Both those guys could have taken any number of B-level jobs. And what I mean by B-level job is a bottom-half job in a Power 5 league. And they were just saying, nope. We're waiting for a top-tier job in a Power 5 league. They were patient. They were young, successful, and patient. Mike is young and successful, and we'll see if he's patient as well. But the other side of that, and Dan Wolken brought this up, is last year there were a lot of jobs open that on a surface level made sense for Mike Norvell, and he really wasn't seriously involved in any of them. You know, in this coaching carousel, really the first one that he's been seriously connected to is Kansas State. And it might just be one of those deals that for whatever reason, if he wants to get that A-level job, he might not be able to get it from Memphis. You may have to go to a Kansas State and then try to get the A-level job. Or, you know, on a very basic level, if you want to get into a Power 5 league, you stop waiting around for the top-tier job because maybe that one's just not going to be available to you. What do you make of all that?
Well, there's a bunch of things. First of all, I think you're exactly right. I'm not predicting it at all. But if he were to leave, I think it would mean several things could. What would the circumstances be that would cause him to leave? One is, I think if he were to leave, I think it could tell you that he's doesn't like the situation here as much as he thinks he, you know, as much as people think he likes the situation. That whatever, that he's either frustrated with the administration or that he knows Daryl Henderson's leaving and he's actually concerned about how good they're going to be or whatever. Like, I think it would, like, I think you would, if he were to leave, you might say, huh, maybe he doesn't have this. Maybe he's not as optimistic about next year and as you know, it appears, right? And then the other thing, I think, is you're exactly right, is that the other reason that he could leave is this is now 2 years where there have been openings, and there's been hot openings, and maybe he just will decide, I got to take, but I'm never going to get the A-level job. I got to take the B-level job. But I don't think that's right, I don't think that's right if he actually believes it's going to continue to win. So, for example, I think the Ole Miss job is going to come open next year, right? I do. I think Matt Luke is in the end, it's going to be sort of an interim kind of hire. And I wouldn't be surprised if next time around, now, mind you, there's rumors that it was Ole Miss people who were talking about the whatever the skeleton is in some hypothetical skeleton in Mike's closet last year that got out, right? And that it was – but, like that job, I think, is going to come open. And so I think there are jobs – I think ultimately, if he does keep winning, he will get an A-level job. And so I still go back to, if he were to leave, I think it says something about a dissatisfaction with the program that he didn't have last year or whatever. I don't think he's gonna leave. Like, I'm not predicting that. But I think because otherwise, you're right. If you think you're rolling at Memphis, I think you wait for the A-level job. So it would tell me something if he left.
Have people ever talked about the so-called red flag on radio?
No one has said anything about it yet. No. I've listened to this station for a year and a half, and I've heard nobody bring this up. So that is literally the first time I've heard that. I'm not trying to be like hyperbolic.
Because Jeff brought it up, like the so-called skeleton.
I have not heard that phrase yet on this station.
It's very much a message board thing.
Absolutely.
And a Twitter thing.
100% it is.
And it was a last year thing. It was, why isn't Mike Norvell getting a job?
When the Arkansas job came up, yes.
Right, exactly. And I thought it was the reason that we haven't talked about it. I think it's unfair. Like, if you have something on Mike Norvell, and by the way, no one's really talking about it this year at all, so good. But if you had something on Mike Norvell, like, say what it is. You know, that's why I don't really like talking about it, because I think why we haven't talked about it is because there was never anything other than that red flag. Yeah. You know,
here's what I would say. I've never brought it up. And every time I've talked about Mike, like if I said, you know, if I were Arkansas, I would have hired Mike Norvell. Somebody will tweet me and say, oh, it's almost like he's got something. It's almost like he's got a red flag attached to him. Is the reason he didn't get the Arkansas job. The implication being, hey, dummy, of course Arkansas.
Yeah, there's this thing.
Of course Arkansas should have hired him, but they didn't for a reason. And I will say this. I've never talked about it because I think it's unfair. But I will say this about it. Yes, I ask people, is there a red flag? And if so, what is it? And what I was told, and I hand to heart, this is the truth. What I was told, if it's true, it is not really a red flag as it comes to, as it pertains to coaching a college football team.
Right.
The thing that I was told that was the quote-unquote issue, it ain't really an issue when it comes to coaching a football team or running a football program. It's just not.
Right. No, I heard the same thing. This alleged red flag is not a is honestly not a big deal.
Not a big deal. And guess what? If it were, like, just use a little common sense here. If this red flag that was out there was really something that would prevent you from running a football program, he wouldn't be running the Memphis football program.
Right.
So, like,
no.
It's not.
I always thought it was wildly unfair, and but it's like people ran with it, and I think, honestly, partly ran with it as an excuse to why they didn't hire Mike or whatever else. Like, because, and honestly, right now, they look stupider for not hiring Mike. I think, I'm not sure. Like, I think Arkansas would have been better off to hire Mike, and I think Ole Miss would have been better off
100%.
To hire Mike.
I'll take it a step further. Again, if what I was told is the truth, and I believe it to be the truth, the so-called red flag, it ain't a big deal. as it relates to running a football program. And if I were running, and if I were running an athletic department, and I could hire Mike Norvell, I would hire him in a second to run my football program.
Period. It's funny. I was just one of the things that's really impressive about him, and is at this press conference. I mean, it was a press conference. His availability after practice, and but he's just so good. Like, he's just so good at so many things. And so one of the things that he was asked was about Daryl Henderson, and he said, "You know, were you at that award show last night with Daryl Henderson in Atlanta, and how'd you feel about him not getting the award?" And he said, "Let me tell you how I felt about being there with Daryl Henderson." And then he just glowed about how what an unbelievable player Daryl Henderson has been, and what an opportunity is for. He just deftly turned the question around and used it as a way to just gush about Daryl Henderson and the Memphis program and what he has achieved and what a privilege it was to be there with Daryl Henderson, and how he literally, Daryl Henderson was the first person he talked to after he got the job. He looked at tape the night before because, you know, you wanted to know who he was going to be coaching. He looked at tape the night before and thought that Daryl Henderson was going to be a special player. And literally the first person he saw and talked to was Daryl Henderson. So he talked about that. The other thing that was interesting is Daryl Henderson was not at practice today. Now, he got a day off because he was in Atlanta last night. But he was also asked about Daryl's future, and he said, "Well, we got the stuff back from the advisory committee, the NFL advisory committee, and we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it," which is what everybody says. But he also said, "Listen," and then I asked him, I said, "Is he going to play?" And we'll talk. I said, "Is he going to play in the bowl game either way?" And he said, "I don't know." And he said, "And if he chooses not to, I don't like. I have been incredibly lucky that I've gotten to coach Daryl Henderson. And if he chooses not to, because he's decided to be a professional and he wants to make money play, doing this profession, I'm going to put my arm around him and I'm going to hug him and I'm going to support him 100%. He's just really good. He said all the right things and he's just really good at so many different parts of the job. And it's why I do think that both of those other programs would have been wise to have hired him.
Yeah, you're talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I think we've reached a point where NFL prospects skipping bowl games is like not even controversial anymore. Like when Christian McCaffrey did it was like, is he bailing on his team? And there was all these big think pieces and just like, you know, it was perfect for First Take or whatever. And now it's like, I think Mike's got it exactly right. Like again, this is one of those deals. I don't tell Daryl Henderson what to do. If I were Daryl Henderson and I were entering the NFL draft, I would not play. We just watched Le'Veon Bell sit out an entire season because he didn't want to put miles on his body. So that's very important for running backs. If I were Daryl Henderson and I'm entering the draft, I wouldn't play. But if he just wants to play one more game with all of his friends, that's fine with me too. But the right response from Mike, and also I think from the fan base, is to whatever he wants to do is completely understandable. And I do think that that's largely the response among college football fans these days. If you're not in the college football playoff and you don't want to play in a bowl game to preserve yourself and prevent a possible injury before an NFL draft, it is completely okay to, and even smart to do so.
I think I probably would not play. I'll be honest. Like, why would you possibly risk that? When you maybe if you're if you're Anthony Miller and you're a receiver, like receivers can get hurt too, right? The receivers can get hurt, but not as it doesn't feel like you're not carrying the ball. Of course, Daryl Henderson got the call 25 times either. That's a good thing. But no, like
Le'Veon Bell would have never held out from the University of Memphis.
you're not getting smashed, you know, 20 times between touches, whatever, like 20 times a game.
That's what she said.
And Daryl Henderson is a little bit, you know, he comes up, he's been known to have a few little injury issues, right, along the way. He missed part of a game already this year, so most of the Missouri game. So at running back in particular, that's the position where, above all, I would say, you know what? I don't need to do this. It's the Birmingham Bowl. A lot of Memphis fans don't even want to go. Why am I going to go? And so I think I would sit it out. And I actually, the way it sounded like even Mike saying that. This is total speculation. But just the way he talked about it, I think he's I mean, I'd say he's a moron if he doesn't go pro. Like, of course you should go pro. And I think he will not play. That would be my guess. Yeah. I think we've seen the last of Darrell Henderson in a Memphis Tigers jersey would be my guess, just because A, it makes so much sense, and B, Mike was talking about it so openly and supportively that you almost wonder if he, you know, has a sense of it already.
I'm sure he does. I mean, it's funny, like, college basketball coaches used to always not have these conversations during the season, especially not early in the season. You know, be like, hey, we're going to play the season, and then the young man will all sit down at the end of the year and we'll make decisions. Like, Mike Krzyzewski, literally first game of the season, was like, you know, we're only going to have these guys 1 year. <You know? laughs> like they don't, like, it, coaches are way more comfortable talking about, like, it's time to go. You know, it's time to go. And for Darrell Henderson, I do, I think it's time to go. Probably regardless of the position he plays, but especially given the position that he plays. I've had some people ask me, if you don't think people like Darrell Henderson, who are going to enter the NFL draft, presumably, should play in the bowl game, like, how do you feel about NFL prospects in the college football playoff? And I think that is totally different. Like, if you're somebody who is going to sit out a college football playoff game to preserve yourself for the NFL draft, you shouldn't have been playing at all anyway. You just sent right. the whole thing out. Like, you actually have an opportunity to win something that matters. And so you have right. to play in those games. Otherwise, you should have just never been playing.
Well, it's an interesting question, because I've actually wondered, if someone said, I'm not going to play in those games,
that person would get ripped.
One of the differences is that no one, I guess they did once upon a time, but it's pretty proven that if you sit out a meaningless bowl game, the NFL doesn't care. They'll draft Leonard Fournette where they're going to draft him anyway, right? And they're going to draft Greedy Williams where they're going to draft him anyway, and they're going to draft Darrell Henderson where they're going to draft him anyway. The NFL does not care. If you sat out a playoff, I'm curious. My sense would be a lot of NFL people would care, because they're like, he bailed on his team at a meaningful part. Like, I think it could actually hurt you in the draft, maybe. Or maybe if you go to the combine and you destroy the combine, they just forget anyway. Like, it's an interesting question. Do you think if someone bailed from the playoffs that it would hurt their draft position?
Yes. I think when I see somebody decide to sit out the Birmingham Bowl, I find that to be a smart, well-thought-out decision. If you told me Tua Tagovailoa, well, he wouldn't qualify because he's not draft eligible, but
they got an offensive tackle that was going to be a first-rounder at Alabama, Jonah, I should know his name, but anyway, whatever. So yeah. So if he decides to sit out, yeah.
That would be a red flag for me. Yo, like,
I think so. It means he's not a team guy, right? And I think he's not a character guy, and he's not a – he'd still be drafted in the first round, I'm quite certain. Knock him.
What you want from that guy is somebody who actually would say, I'd be willing to die to play these games with my brothers, to go out and try to win a championship for the University of Alabama. You want that guy to be well aware that he's risking something and not care because he values this thing so much. You know, nobody's out there talking. They don't talk about Birmingham Bowl champions forever or ever, period. They don't do it at all. So that doesn't matter. But if you play all season and then decide, okay, college football playoffs here, we're 2 wins away from a national championship, but man, I got about $15 million guaranteed money sitting there. I'm not going to risk it. That, to me, that is a red flag. And it's why you don't see players sit out the NCAA tournament. And you won't. I don't think you'll see a player sit out the college football playoff. Because again, it's just nonsensical. If you are so worried about your NFL future that you're not going to play in the college football playoff,
why didn't you just sit out the senior year? You could just sit out your senior. If you're if you know you're going to be drafted high, you could just say, I'm sitting out my senior year and I'm just going to train.
Right, because at that point it becomes, okay, you're sitting out the college football playoff. Why'd you play in the SEC championship game? Why'd you play in the Auburn game? Why'd you play in any of these games? What were you playing for? And so, yeah, I don't think we'll ever, I don't want to say ever, forever's a long time, but I'd be shocked if we see somebody play all year long and then decide they can't play in the college football playoff because they don't want to risk something. But I will also be shocked if Darrell Henderson plays in the Birmingham Bowl. And again, that's perfectly sensible to me. Chris Ball's name has come up in connection with the Northern Arizona job. Did Mike address that at all?
Not only in the it's a compliment kind of thing.
Right.
You know, that's pretty. Obviously, he'll take that job if he gets it. It feels like it sounds like he's going to get it, and so yeah. But he did not talk about it. He did. Will Hall left, the tight ends coach, and he talked about who was going to be the who was going to fill in there, whatever. You know, this is what you deal with. And the funny thing is, you say this is what you deal with when you're not in the Power Five. This is what Nick Saban deals with. You know, like Nick Saban is deals with it every year. He's got coaches who are leaving. So I really like Chris Ball. He's a great guy. And I have no idea if the problems on the defense were Chris Ball related or talent related. But if he can turn that into a head coaching gig, good for him.
TJ on Twitter asked if we think Daryl Henderson being 56 yards away from breaking D'Angelo's record plays into his decision at all. The simple answer I think you would agree with this is absolutely not. He like that
right.
That stuff does not matter to NFL or NBA prospects nearly as much as some people might think that it does. I promise you that has nothing to do. There is no scenario where he's going to say, I want to come back and play an entire year that I otherwise wouldn't play because in the first quarter of the first game, I'll become the all-time leading rusher at the University of Memphis. It just, I don't want to say it doesn't matter. I'm just saying it will not play into his decision. Nor should it.
No. I mean, there are some players. Like, would Peyton Manning have cared if he was, let's say he could have come back and become the SEC passing yardage leader, right? There's some rare players who have this sense of history who want to accomplish that and whatever, but not most. Daryl Henderson doesn't care. Like, you know, he had a hell of a year. I don't think he needs to be ahead of D'Angelo in the Memphis record books, or he could conceivably run for 2,000 yards too, which is kind of nice. Like, that'd be a nice round number. But all of this compared to the risk of blowing out your knee is insignificant. What matters to Daryl Henderson, I imagine, is where he's going to get drafted, how much money he's going to make, and how he can help his family.
Last thing before I let you go, Liberty made it official today. They introduced Hugh Freeze as their football coach. Your thoughts on Hugh Freeze being back in college football coaching?
Well, it's funny because Jeffrey's really hard on Hugh Freeze, my producer, and he had a closer, you know, he really covered him much more than I did. I covered games at Hugh Freeze, and then I knew him when he was a high school coach and whatnot. My view is this, is that, I don't wish anyone ill. Like, he clearly screwed up in a big way.
And he paid a big price.
And he paid a huge price for it. So he's starting. He's going from being a head coach at Ole Miss to the head coach at Liberty. And so I'm happy for him that he has a job. And like, I understand people want to be snarky. And I mean, I think it's true that there's a part of this you can say, isn't this just weird that it's the evangelical school that hires the guy, just like they hired the AD from Baylor and the coach, like, you know, and then they, whatever, like, it's just kind of weird. On the other hand, like, I believe that I don't, you know, Hugh Freeze tweets what he tweets. I don't think he's trying to put up a show. I've never had thought he's put up a show. Like, obviously he had a hard time living a life consistent, but a lot of people do have a hard time living a life consistent with the things that they believe in, right? I'm happy that he's back coaching. I hope he's successful. I hope they score 50 points a game. Like, I don't, what's wrong with redemption? Like, what's wrong with that? What's, you know? And so, yeah, I understand that some people don't like it, that they find him to be sanctimonious. I don't know that he's sanctimonious. I think you make yourself a target when you are that public about your religion, because when you fall short, then people point at you and laugh. And he clearly did. But I listen, lots of people have fallen short, and I absolutely am not one of these people who's smirking because he's back. I'm glad he's back, and I hope he does well.
Yeah, I got no jokes. You know, this is a guy who seemingly had everything he could have ever dreamed for, and he put it all at risk for reasons that I'm sure he doesn't even understand, you know, as of today. And he paid an incredible price. You know, most of us, when we go through embarrassing personal stuff, we go through it relatively privately. His stuff was on the front page of newspapers and on every major website in the country. His daughters had to wake up and see all that stuff. Like, that's not fun. And not to mention he loses his job, not to mention he loses millions of dollars. And so I think you really got to have something fundamentally wrong with you to not, I don't know, hope that things work out for him. He's paid a price. His family seems to be in a better place today than it was then. And good for him. I root for him, not against him. I got no interest. He's paid a big enough price for whatever, quote, sins he might have committed. You know, hopefully.
Well, and take a look at the price that, like, compared to what Bobby Petrino, like lots of people haven't paid nearly as big a price as he has paid, right? I mean, it's really extraordinary. And so, yeah, I wish him well.
I wish him well as well. Take care. I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back in a second.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
So there was this woman named Karen. She had a home out in East Memphis. She wanted to sell it. So she did what I've been telling you to do for years. She listed it with Josh Hysaw. They went to work, got multiple offers. The house sold for more than the asking price in a matter of days. Now, how did Josh do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh, he helps you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. That's the key. You guys agree on the price, then he goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. You can do it by text message. Understand, the average agent in the Memphis market struggles to sell even 6 homes per year. Josh sold more than 200 last year. He's outselling the average agent in this market 34-1. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the guy I would use, Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. And at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. And now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $295 are just $195. 100% cashmere quarter zip sweaters, regularly $295, just $195. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Tis the season and Dinstals is the place for all your holiday treats. From Christmas tree pretzels to cashew crunch, Dinstals has it all. Trim your tree and fill your stockings with Dinstals chocolate Santas, fudge suckers, and peppermint bark. Don't forget the chocolate pecan fudge, selected as number one fudge in America. Stop by your favorite Dinstals today. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and the new store in Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger Deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get my money fast and go.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. That's the place to go if you need any kind of computer repair. Whether it's virus removal, data recovery, you got a power supply issue, they can fix that for you. You got a USB port issue, they can fix that for you. If you cracked your screen, I don't know what you were doing to crack your screen. Maybe you punched it. Maybe you dropped it. Either way, got to get it fixed. Cooper Systems can fix it for you. It's also the place to get a brand new computer, refurbished computer, custom built computer. And the great thing about Cooper Systems is it's not like going to the big box stores. You go to one of those places, you're just buying the brand new thing they got. And odds are, if you're like most computer users, you're paying for a whole bunch of stuff you're never going to use. Most of you are just on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, surfing the web in a very normal way. If that's the case, you don't need everything that's on a MacBook Pro. So why are you going to pay the money for a MacBook Pro? Just get a computer that's perfectly suited for you, then it'll be a better price for you. Get a computer that can do everything you need it to do, nothing that you don't need. It's going to be a better price. And if you do want a MacBook Air, by the way, they got them for as low as $599. You can find one for that price somewhere else. Go to that place. But the bit you can, so just go to Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web. Coopersystems.com. It's 542 Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Wrapping up the week, we got an NBA trade that went down since we've been doing the show. The Milwaukee Bucks are finalizing a deal to send Matthew Dellavedova back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. This according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Bucks are going to send Dellavedova, John Henson in a first round and future second round pick to the Cavs for George Hill. And this deal also includes Sam Dekker, who is going from Cleveland to Milwaukee. He, of course, was a Wisconsin star, so I'm sure that's cool on some level. On the other hand, and I only thought of this because we had Olivia Harlan Dekker on the show earlier this year. It's, of course, Sam's beautiful wife. And she talked about how much they've had to move in recent years. He played with the Rockets. Then, so they live there. Then he got traded to the Clippers, so they live there. Then he got traded to Cleveland, so they move there. And now he's just been traded to Milwaukee. And by the way, this is all in the past 2 years?
Yeah.
All in the past 2 years. In the past 2 years, he's been a member of the Rockets, Clippers, and now...
the Bucks.
Cavs and Bucks.
Yep.
So that's Houston, L.A., Cleveland, Milwaukee... Not to mention, I believe they lived somewhere else before that because they weren't married, and she lived like maybe in Atlanta or something. I think it was Atlanta. She worked for the Hawks. So Olivia has gone Atlanta, in a matter of 2 years, Atlanta to Houston, Houston to L.A., L.A. to Cleveland, now Cleveland to Milwaukee. And, yes, they're multimillionaires, beautiful people. Their problems are smaller than most people's problems. But still, it's not easy to bounce around the country like that. It is also remarkable because think about where Cleveland was a year ago and where Cleveland is now. And it's why that owner should have done everything, the owner, of course, being Dan Gilbert, to keep LeBron James happy.
Yeah.
Like, you might... Like, the reports about Dan Gilbert were, this is my franchise, and I can't wait to get my franchise back. Well, you got it.
Yeah, good luck, dude.
You got your franchise back.
Yeah, and it sucks.
It's 5-19 so far this season, and now you're just tearing the thing down.
It sucks.
To nothing.
Yeah, and I'm sure the ticket sales follow that pattern as well. Like, goodbye.
The best thing, it doesn't. I get it. How if you are a successful billionaire who owns an NBA franchise, you might hate having to cater to somebody because you've never really had to cater to anybody in your life. You're the billionaire.
Yeah.
You own everything. You're in charge. But the one person who needs to be an exception to this rule is LeBron James.
Yes.
Because you went through this twice.
Yeah.
You were lucky enough to win a lottery, so you got to draft him. And your franchise operated near the top of the sport. Then he left you, and your franchise went straight into the lottery. And the value of your franchise plummeted.
Yes.
Then you got him back because he wanted to come home.
Married him with Kyrie. Yeah, got him with Kyrie.
Franchise goes right back to the top of the sport.
Yeah.
Four straight NBA finals, one NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then you alienate him, frustrate him. It gets to a point where you... and LeBron have no relationship whatsoever, so you make it very easy for him to leave you again. And when he does, guess what happens? Your team becomes one of the worst teams in the entire NBA. It goes from a four-time Eastern Conference champion to one of the worst teams in the entire NBA, and now you're trading off all these veterans for assets, whatever you can get, and playing in an empty building because you couldn't do the only thing that you needed to do to be a successful NBA owner, and that's keep LeBron James happy until it was time to retire. Now you pay the price. Be back with dinner to go.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Bucket Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Bucket Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
It's the holiday season. You might be going to a holiday party. You might be hosting a holiday party. And if so, you're going to have drinks for your guests. Otherwise, what kind of party host are you? Boo you.
Mm-hmm.
And so go ahead and buy a bottle. And by a bottle, I mean a case of bottles of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carson?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I purchase when I'm inside the liquor store. The reason is because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. You can get it at Doc's, like $17.98. I'm talking big bottles.
Oh, nice.
So go to Doc's over the Carrefour Shopping Center. They got flavored vodkas as well, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. So if you like a flavored vodkas, try one of those. The newest flavor is grapefruit. Try that. Mix them together. Doesn't matter to me. Just next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Men, you're probably hearing a lot of talk about erectile dysfunction pills and how cheap and easy it is to treat ED with just a click or a call. Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that those little blue pills may not be for everyone. Over time, the responsiveness they promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase. In fact, many of our patients are guys who've become frustrated with the performance of those pills. At Memphis Men's Clinic, we go way beyond prescribing a simple pill. Our physicians offer a precision approach that delivers an effective dose of medicine designed to minimize side effects and prolong effectiveness.
and works in minutes, not hours, like pills. Call 901-443-0304 to schedule your $99 office visit at the Memphis Men's Clinic. The appointment is free if our medicine doesn't work for you. Call Memphis Men's Clinic today, 901-443-0304, for treatment that goes beyond pills. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The magic of the season shines brightest during holiday wonders at the Garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Sparkling trees, snowy nights of family fun, the City of Memphis Christmas tree, and the new True Green Outdoor Lounge. Get discount advance tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by ProShow Systems.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Perry Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip brain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if it do, draw blood like
Sleepy
an IV.
Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zahner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50%, 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the commercial appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. They don't just sell mattresses, though. Furniture's in the name. They got furniture. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, understand there's a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture inside the building. You can browse through it. Find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember to mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You'll save an additional 10%. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zahner. It's located at 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number is 692-6200. 692-6200. They're on the web. SleepyZZZS.com. SleepyZZZS.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Oh, bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on Mike Norvell and the report that he is a serious candidate at Kansas State University. Like I told you, I could argue either side of this. I will let Mike and his family make the decision if the job is offered. On one hand, I don't know that you go from a, let's just call it a C-level job, like the University of Memphis, a very good group of five job. And by that, obviously, you mean non-Power 5 job, to a bottom-tier Big 12 job. Like, do you really make that move, or do you wait for a top-half job at a Power 5 league? I could argue it one way, and then Dan Wolken, I think, effectively argued it the other way, given that, you know, Mike has... there were a lot of jobs last season that opened that Mike was an obvious candidate for, and he just, for whatever reason... wasn't seriously considered for those jobs. And so if I were guessing, I would guess that Mike Norvell is going to remain the head coach at the University of Memphis for at least one more year. But until that Kansas State job is filled with somebody other than Mike Norvell, those the rumors will continue to swirl.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies, Pelicans, Smoothie King Center, downtown New Orleans. Grizz are 14-9 overall, 6-6 away from FedEx Forum. Pelicans 13-13 overall, 10-3 though at home. So they've been very good in that building this season. Anthony Davis is averaging 27.9 points, 12.6 rebounds, 5.0 assists, 2.8 blocks per game. Got the highest PER in the NBA of players playing at least 20 minutes per game. Pelicans 4.5-point favorites tonight. Total 217.5. Tip schedule for 7. Pregame right here on 92.9 FM ESPN starts at 6:30 with Gary Darby. Then Hasseltine's got the call from the Smoothie King Center a little after 7 o'clock.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline on NBC.
Okay, let's see.
Starts at 9 o'clock, so this is a one-hour jam-packed episode of Dateline, season 27, yes. Episode 11.
All right. Let's get a description of some sort.
Of course I do.
Of course. Let's see what we got.
The mysterious death of a 23-year-old in New Mexico goes unsolved, and her family searches for answers.
Okay, we haven't had a Keith Morrison sighting for a few weeks here, Gary. I'm hoping this is our week, early Christmas.
We've been in a bit of a drought.
Bit of a Keith Morrison drought.
The mysterious death of a 23-year-old in New Mexico goes unsolved, and her family searches for answers.
Who is it?
Keith Morrison reports.
Keith Let's Morrison!
Go! Morrison, the GOAT, reports.
Yes.
Let's listen to Keith Morrison preview this.
Out in the middle of New Mexico is an old mining town called Silver City. A vast, arid desert one way out of town, lush green mountains the other. But this is not a travelogue. No. No, this is about what happened here, or more precisely, what happened in there, inside that little house, to her. Her name was Cassie Farrington. So young, just 23. A mother of two. And what was done to her in the bathtub of her own house was close-up and intense and murder.
Murder.
It was also, for a very long time, an unsolved mystery.
Ooh. Ooh. Let's go. I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing at 9 o'clock tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, my buddy Wright Thompson, ESPN, went to Hawaii last weekend and watched the SEC championship game with Tua Tagovailoa's family and was able to detail in a way that I've never seen before just sort of the family dynamics and how complicated the whole thing is. What the family wants Tua and his father to do, more specifically to his father to do, is to remain in Hawaii and be sort of the leader of this family. What Tua's father wants to do is move to the mainland and let his amazing football-playing sons become everything they can be. And it really is an issue within that family that Wright was able to write about in a pretty fascinating way. If you haven't seen that yet, go check it out, ESPN.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, Monday, we're going to look back Pelicans-Grizz, look back Lakers-Grizz, get ready for Grizz Nuggets on Monday night in Denver. We'll also look back at Memphis-UAB, start getting ready for Memphis-Tennessee. Will Tua or Kyler have the Heisman? We're going to find out Saturday night. We'll talk about it on Monday. It should be a fun time. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. And then we'll meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
With Robert Irwin Jewelers, what do you love this holiday?
The Time and Eternity necklace. It features a high-performance diamond, and when you slip it around her neck, she's going to know you love her through time and eternity.
What makes it high-performance?
Well, the average diamond only has 57 facets. This diamond has 89.
That high-performance is something guys know about. Extra sparkle, almost double.
Extra sparkle, extra light performance, and it starts at only $75. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing, four convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Hey, you know, interview.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Alter Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Alter Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen. Ow! 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 So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, National.